Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Cairo, Egypt. Egypt's highest-ranking Muslim cleric wants all Jews removed from Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ahmed At-Tahib, the highest-ranking Islamic cleric in Egypt and one of the most important clerics in the entire Sunni Arab world, has called on all Muslims who value their religion to join him in his effort to stop the Judaization of Jerusalem. At-Tahib has set up a special committee to prevent the progress of the Zionist plan to Judaize Jerusalem, and the Islamic cleric has called on all Muslim leaders to commit to using whatever sources that they have at their disposal to defend Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The call by an Egyptian Muslim cleric to liberate the city of Jerusalem is a call to arms in the Islamic world, but it is also a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The highest-ranking Muslim cleric in Egypt, and perhaps in the entire Sunni Arab world, has set in motion a plan to remove all Jews from the city of Jerusalem. Underneath the banner of a campaign to stop the Judaization of Jerusalem, Ahmed At-Tahib has called on all Muslims everywhere to join his efforts to remove Jews from Jerusalem and to use every source at their disposal to achieve this goal. A meeting between At-Tahib and the leaders of the Islamic terror group Hamas brought a strategy together for achieving their goal of a Jew-free Jerusalem. This report is tangible evidence of how the prophetic scenario found in Bible prophecy is quickly approaching the fulfillment on each of the prophecies related to the city of Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2 says that in the last days, Jerusalem will be the center of controversy. The Davidic covenant, found in 2 Samuel chapter 7, reveals that the Lord will place the Jews in Jerusalem forever, and there he will protect them from all of their enemies. Jesus Christ said that he would return to Jerusalem, Zechariah 14:4, and there build a temple where he will rule and reign forever. That's Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Jerusalem is the place where the Lord said that he would dwell among his people, the Jewish people, forever. That's found in Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. No Muslim cleric, or anyone else for that matter, can stop Bible prophecy from being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. The Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...